Week two of the college football season coming your way. Welcome back. This is Bet Sweats, BetMGM Network. Go to BetMGMNetwork.com. That takes you right to the Odyssey app. Make sure you like the show over there, Bet Sweats and the network. And you can check out the show, the video platform, YouTube and Twitch at the BetMGM Network. Make sure you check us out over there. Every day we're on Stadium, first hour of the show as well. Last hour of the show, we are on Nesson. So a lot of moving parts. Very excited about the start of the NFL season, but we're not going to forget about college football. It's not the greatest of cards, but that's why we bet on it. You can find some different betting angles on this college football card. And Sam, I was a little surprised by this. There's no doubt. If you're looking for big games, intriguing matchups, that the headliner this weekend is going to be Michigan and Oklahoma. And you just heard the highlight there from over the weekend, John Mateer, a guy that over the summer we kept joking about that every time the word Heisman would come up, people will go out of their way to talk about Mateer and the situation he's in and, you know, same OC and all that. And then on the other side, you have a true freshman quarterback for Michigan. A cozy start at home, soft opponent, but now you flip that to week number two. Now you're going to go on the road and visit an SEC team. You bet Oklahoma earlier on in the week, and I was surprised to see that number come down a hair because we were thinking that that number was going to keep going north as people were backing Sooners.
Well, it's been two-way sharp, and what I mean by that is we opened this thing in Vegas at -3. So the initial move came right away on Oklahoma, and in the first 24 to 36 hours of that market being up, it hit Oklahoma -7, all the way to 7. But then you had respect for Michigan come in. So it's been hit back to the middle. I mean, your current price is like 5, 5.5, depending on where you look. But you had sharps that laid 3, 4, 6 out to 7. And then other guys came in and took 7 and 6.5 and 6 and 5.5. So BetMGM is 5.5. Other books are 5. There are a couple 4.5s. I don't want to say dead numbers because 4.5 and 5 aren't dead numbers, especially the 5 anymore. The 5 used to be dead, but the way these teams go for 2 now, the 5 is not a dead number anymore. It's just not. I mean, in the NFL, I was talking with Ed Sammons about this the other day. He said more NFL games landed 5 last year than 4. I said, wow, that doesn't sound right. And he said, no, it is. So, okay, fine. Understood. But you had the early support on Oklahoma to get it out, and then the later support in the week come back on Michigan. The truth, as I say, is usually in the middle, and this feels like a very good line. My big concern in the game is I don't know if Underwood is going to be able to do what he has to do against this defense. And understand the biggest move in this game is the total under. 47.5 on the open. Westgate Superbook in Vegas is down to 44. That's the low end of the market. They are shorting offense the same way they shorted offense in Texas and Ohio State. And they nailed that one, Joe.
What do you think about just this matchup with Mateer going against that Michigan defense? I know a lot of the energy is going to be sucked up talking about Underwood, and that makes perfect sense. In what ended up being a bit of a blowout, ended up being a lot of run game. 3 rushing touchdowns for the starter, Haynes. But what about this Michigan defense going up against Mateer? Mateer's just – the popularity started over the summer, and then you get week one. He goes for over 400 yards. The Heisman hype is starting to get everywhere. I was just thinking about him. Let me double check on where he is with the prop because it seemed a little lower than what I was expecting.
Yeah, I don't have the ability to look at Heisman odds in Massachusetts, but I can pull up the Vegas Insider page real quick. So Mateer anywhere from 12 to 1 up to 17 to 1. Yeah, I see a 17. Yep. BetMGM has 13. So there's a range there. On the list, he's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. He's got shorter odds than Arch right now and right around the same price as Cade Klubnik. Obviously, books have different prices based on what people have bet and the liability that's built up. But he's basically a numerical equal right now to Arch Manning in the Heisman market.
He goes for 392 last week, and you don't want to take much away from it. I did find it funny. If you're considering laying Oklahoma nearly a touchdown, that, you know, last week, game in hand, and they're still throwing touchdowns in the fourth quarter with Mateer. They did not let up off the gas at all. And if they're in a similar situation, I would expect they do the exact same thing with Michigan. Passing yards prop for Mateer, 241.5 after 392 last week. Obviously a very different situation going against a Big Ten defense here, a defense that lost a lot of guys to the NFL. That Mateer over is going to be very, very popular. So that would be another angle to keep an eye on, to see what happens there. If they win, they cover, Mateer looks good. Does it go in half from where we are at 15, 16, 17?
I could see a 9 or a 10 to 1 if he balls out, for sure. Yeah. If they win, I don't know. It depends on what he does. Look, I don't have him to win the Heisman. I have no John Mateer stock. He's going to earn it if he wins it. Look at that schedule. After they get through Kent State on October 4th, here's the Oklahoma schedule. Home against Texas, at South Carolina, home against Ole Miss, at Tennessee, at Alabama, and then you wrap up the season home against Missouri and LSU. Holy crap, dude. That is an unbelievable stretch of schedule. Now, if he puts numbers up against those teams, he's going to deserve it, and he'll earn every cent. But I have my concerns. I feel like that's a stock that you probably want to get before the next couple of games, if you want it. I am not in. I've got Carson Beck, and I want to pull the trigger on Dampier, but I haven't done it yet. Michigan, Temple, Auburn, Kent State. They could easily be 5-0. I wouldn't be buying the stock at 5-0, though. I would buy the stock at 1-0 or 2-0. Hell, I would buy it at 1-0. I would buy it today. If you want John Mateer Heisman, this is probably the time you want to get it ahead of the Michigan win if it happens.
Illinois Duke, the Illini, a 3-point road favorite, total 49.5. This number has not moved. It's been a rock solid 3 all week. Same thing with the total. Hard to say that we learned a ton last week. Western Illinois, what was that, Friday night when the Illini, that was a runaway early. No contest there. And then Duke, whitewash over Elon, 45-17. What I've noticed, and you've brought up this Illinois hype, we've been talking about it throughout the summer, and it continues. People that make rankings, or you look at the rankings this week, AP Top 25 Coaches Poll, Illini right on the cusp. And I would hear some people out there in the content business in college football that make their own rankings. They're like, I want to do it. I want to do it. Not quite yet, but I'm almost there. Illinois is a top 10 team. That is being discussed a lot of places. They're 11 right now in the AP. They're 12 in the coaches. That's where we're at. 3-point road favorite.
So I have Illinois 24th in the country, and I have Duke 31st. I have a two point gap on a neutral. 2-point gap. Okay. But this game is in Chapel Hill. So what are we doing? Or not Chapel Hill. Sorry. Yeah. Duke doesn't play in Chapel Hill. That's North Carolina. Duke plays in – where does Duke play? Durham. Excuse me. Just crossed my wires there on my North Carolina schools. Point being, if I have Illinois a 2-point favorite on a neutral and the game is at Duke, why is Illinois a 3-point favorite? That's where I'm at.
If that's a true number, what do you think it should be? Like, I don't know what they're
pick.
Do they have much of a home field?
I think it should be picked.
Yeah.
Pick them.
Yeah.
So you're going to give me 3. To me, the key to the game is Manny Diaz's defense against Luke Altmyer. And a lot of people don't realize this about Illinois. Illinois lost 2 receivers to the NFL, and their best running back transferred to the SEC. So while Illinois brought a lot back, everybody gargling over how many starters they bring back, to beat Duke, you have to out-duel a very stingy defense. Manny Diaz is one of the best defensive coordinators in the game. And now he's the head coach at Miami. He's the de facto defensive coordinator still. If Altmyer beats me on the road, I'll tip my cap. I do think Duke wins, though.
Yesterday, you had a conversation with Matt Campbell, Iowa State head coach, on Bear Bets. What was your takeaway as he's getting set for this matchup against Iowa? We've got Iowa State 3.5-point favorite.
I asked him how important special teams is in the game, and he said it's everything. This is a game. I mean, you look at the last 10 meetings, look how close these games can be. Last year, it's Iowa State hitting a game-winning field goal. And you know Kirk Ferentz at some point in that game tomorrow, it's going to be 4th and 2 at the Iowa State 40, and Ferentz is going to bring out the punt team. He's going to try and pin Iowa State inside the 10. I liken a lot. I liken Iowa to the Steelers. The under money starts, and it doesn't really stop over the course of the week. This total, you can bet some 42s right now. Other books have 40 and 41. Where does this number close? I don't think we're going to see this huge flash of money come in on the over. It might be sort of a public play, but I think this is an under game, especially at 42. Several 42s across the board. Probably an under game, as it usually tracks to be.
Yeah, it does usually track to be. Now, once in a great while, you have these outliers with these two teams where you get 80 points. It's crazy. That happens, but last year, 39. 2 years ago, 33. 3 years ago, 17-point game. I think many of us are used to playing Iowa and the under, and this series, the hatred there between these two teams, getting in the 40s, maybe you got a little bit of advantage of a couple points there. Joe O, Sammy P, all right, we're going to start to break down all of these NFL games. Week 1 coming up on Sunday. That is next. Joe O, Sammy P, Bet Sweats. You've got the BetMGM Network.